rhythms of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the swingy singing of Connie Haynes, and that brave youth who bore through snow and ice a banner with this strange device.
American servicemen and women continue to be entertained by the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, even in remote locations around the globe. This is Neil Heaver. The organization traces its origins back to the days of World War II and the Armed Forces Radio Service, or AFRS. The U.S. government called on entertainers to provide morale-boosting programs for American soldiers serving overseas, and the industry responded with great enthusiasm. Popular entertainers like Abbott and Costello, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Bob Hope provided a boost to many millions of soldiers in the European and Pacific theaters. Prominent radio producer and advertising executive Thomas Lewis accepted an Army Major's Commission and began building the AFRS, established officially on May 26, 1942. Initially, AFRS programming included transcribed network broadcasts. Once established, new programs were developed specifically for the armed forces. Rob Bamberger, producer and host of Hot Jazz Saturday Night, provides some details about the AFRS programs.
The programs that Armed Forces Radio Service sent over varied. They included programs that American audiences were hearing, but Armed Forces also created some programs especially for transcription and distribution overseas. For example, there was a show called For the Record, in which an audience was invited into the theater to listen to bands and performers being recorded expressly for release on V-discs. And you always hear the audience generally holding their applause for a second or two so that the recording could be finished without any applause spilling over into the end of it. But there were other programs, some in which hosts presented recordings, like Reveille with Beverly is one. And there was another live performance program called Command Performance, and one that was particularly conceived originally and targeted specifically to black audiences. That program was called Jubilee, and in the beginning particularly it featured familiar black entertainers and a host named Ernie Bubbles Whitman, whose patter was full of pep talk and jive.
Yes, Jacksons, Jubilee Scat Scouts have been raking up the old Hot Chichornia field, and they're all set to dig you with a tempting bit of tempo featuring the best in boogie woogie, gut bucket, barrel house, and blues. And here to introduce the dispensers of same is your master of ceremonies, that gay and debonair man about town that both rumble among blimps, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
And Grosses Van Sif. Beating out the tempo is that grand band leader, Mr. Rhythm himself, Jimmy Lunsford. Jim, it's been some time since your last appearance on our show.
As long as Jubilee is going on, Ernie, there's no such thing as my last appearance. I like it here.
He would refer to the location of the broadcast as Hot Horn Hall, and he says at the end of one broadcast, "We're fast approaching the tail end of this cat's cadenza, and before we slam the door, we want to mention some Dig E's who've been spilling the blue fluid on pulp and beaming it to Jubilee." If the enemy picked up any of it, they must have thought it was in code.
So what kind of entertainment could a typical U.S. soldier expect to hear on AFRS? Here is a sample from a 1944 Abbott and Costello broadcast featuring Connie Haynes and the Freddie Rich Orchestra.
You don't understand. Your horse has four legs in front and hind legs in back.
Four legs in the front and hind legs in back?
That's right.
What, I got a centipede?
Look, Costello, your horse only has four legs.
I know. Well, but he only races on three of them.
What does he do with the other leg?
He trips the other horse.
Costello.
He's a dirty horse.
I can imagine that.
He cheats.
Yes, I can see that. But look, Costello, that broken down horse doesn't belong on a racetrack. Who'd ever bet on a nag like that? Look at him.
I would.
You would.
I'm going to take all my money out of my piggy bank. I'm even going to sell my erector set and my ping pong paddles.
You're going to sell all that for what?
And my miggles and marbles. And I'm going to bet every cent of my money on my horse.
No, that's ridiculous, Costello. putting all your money on a horse. Big gamblers don't do that.
Oh, no? Well, the biggest gambler that ever lived did it.
And just who was the biggest gambler that ever lived?
Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva was a...
Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva was a gambler?
Yep. She put everything she had on a horse.
Bethme, Bethme mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bethme mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. Joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me? It's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me? Whispering at you, I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be true. Bésame, bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my
A sample from a November 1944 Abbott and Costello broadcast from the Armed Forces Radio Service. Keeping the troops entertained and high-spirited was considered an essential service during the war. A lack of suitable facilities overseas made it necessary for the AFRS to devise novel delivery methods. Again, Rob Bamberger provides some background on the delivery of programs.
Original music was made for the troops in the form of V-discs, but Armed Forces also transcribed a number of network radio broadcasts and would then press these up on generally 16-inch transcription discs that were sent overseas and played on turntables that were equipped to handle records of that diameter, so that while the B discs could be played on conventional record players and there are pictures of troops sort of huddled around listening to B discs, the transcriptions would generally be broadcast from some, as the phrase generally goes, some listening post, some station, and heard on base. Or we certainly hear stories of broadcasts emanating and being picked up on the battlefront or very close to the front.
The Armed Forces Radio Service developed more than 100 different programs by 1945, and they were serving more than 150 outlets stretching from Germany to the Solomon Islands with weekly shipments of program transcriptions and shortwave newscasts emanating from the Los Angeles Broadcast Center headquarters. With swing music as a soundtrack and great entertainers providing the laughs, there was no way we could lose the war.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
With thanks to Rob Bamberger, host of Hot Jazz Saturday Night, this is Neil Heaver for 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.